First John, we've very often touched on the theme of First John, which of course is love. The number one word found in the book, 46 times love is found in First John. And last week we looked at that passage where God said, "Herein is love," that the love of God was manifested at Calvary, that the world can see God's love at Calvary. But now he expounds upon that. Remember, we were reminded how important it is that we therefore love one another. But now he expounds upon that and talks about perfecting his love in us, starting here in verse 11. He said, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit." So his love is perfected in us. Let's pray. Lord, give us wisdom and meet with us now and use your word in our hearts and lives as we open our hearts to you now. Lord, we want to please you. We want to walk like Jesus. And so we ask, Lord, that we walk away realizing how important it is that we love as you love. And so we give you this time. May you be glorified in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if God so, that word so, that's an important word. What's God saying there? How does God love us? If God so loved us, and he's been talking about that as we walk through 1 John, his love is unconditional. His love is sacrificial. His love is eternal. His love is meeting our needs. His love is seen in what he does for us and so forth. As we reflect on God's love, if God so loved us, then what does he say? We ought also to love one another. Now, we don't deserve God's love. I think we'd all agree with that. Any more than those that we love for his sake. If you think about it. But God wants us to learn to love as he loves, independent of our feelings or so forth, because God's love, again, is unconditional. You know, those verses in the Bible talk about love your enemies and so forth, but we show our love through what we do. And I know you've heard me say this many times, but God commanded us to love one another. But when we think about that, that love is revealed through what we do. When we treat others biblically, that is loving them. It's not a feeling. Now, it affects our feelings, but it's not a feeling. It's what we do. And we saw that over in chapter 2. Let's look there again. And actually, was it chapter 3? Sorry, chapter 3. And verse 17. "Whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." So it's not the words, it's the actions. God so loved the world that he gave. God showed his love through what he did. Husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Jesus Christ, as we saw last week, manifested his love through what he did. God manifested his love through what he did. We manifest our love for others by what we do. So when a married couple says we don't love each other anymore, what are they really saying? They're saying, "Oh, we don't have the same feelings we used to have," or whatever. You can still love each other biblically. You can still treat one another with respect and kindness and generosity and so forth. You can still love biblically. And so if we treat others biblically, that is loving one another. Now, isn't it interesting that God tucks in this passage, this little phrase in verse 12, "No man has seen God at any time." Well, we cannot see God in all of his essence and power and holiness and live. God told Moses that. That's why he said, "I'll tuck you, remember, into the cleft of the rock, and then I'll pass by and put my hand over," and so forth. So we can't see God. But we can see each other. If you look at chapter 4, verse 20, it says, "If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen. So how can we say we love God? We don't even see God. We know God is real because by faith we believe His Word and He answers prayer and so forth and saved our souls. But we can't see Him, and we haven't seen Him according to that verse. He says, if we say we love God whom we've not seen, how can we say we love others who we see if we don't treat them right? That's basically what God's telling us. And so God wants to, and this is the point of this passage, verse 12, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us and His love is perfected in us. God wants His love in us to grow, to be better than it is, to be more like His love. Look at chapter 4, verse 18. He says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So is there fear involved with loving unconditionally? Yes, because we're selfish and self-centered, and there's a fear of rejection. There's a fear of things not being accepted the way we want them to be and so forth. But God says perfect love, there in verse 18, casteth out fear. How's that possible? Through faith and through the Holy Spirit who indwells us, it's possible to love as God wants us to love. So God doesn't work in spite of us or instead of us. God works in us. And God works through us. He wants His love to be shared with the world. Now we looked a few weeks ago at the earlier in the chapter where we saw that God is the source of true love, because God is the embodiment of love, right? 1 John 4:8. If man love not God, well, let's look at it because I'll quote it wrong. 1 John 4:8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God doesn't just love, God is love. God manifested His love on Calvary. God is the source of true love, and God is love. So what does God want for us? He wants to perfect His love in us. So, how does He do that? I wonder. So if we think about the Christian life, the Bible says, if you look at 1 Peter 5:10, that God is perfecting us. God is establishing us in our faith. 1 Peter 5:10, look what it says. The God of all grace will call you into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. It's that little phrase, after that you've suffered a while. What's God saying there? That He uses pressure and fire to refine things, right? Just like we read about the Word of God in Psalm 12. As silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times, talking about the Word of God. God uses fire, God uses trials to test us and grow us. So if God is perfecting His love in us, I wonder how He would do that. Would it be possible that maybe He might bring people into our life that are hard to love? Or would He just make sure that we're just protected and the only people we ever interact with are people that we automatically just love the way Jesus loves us? I think we know the answer to that. How is He going to perfect His love in us? By teaching us to love. When God wants to develop patience in us, what does He do? He brings things into our lives to test our patience, to develop those things. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is, first one, love. The Holy Spirit indwells us. The Holy Spirit has that embodiment of true love and wants to share it with the world through us. He wants us to be that conduit of God's love. So He wants to perfect His love in us. His love is perfected in us. And I personally believe that God is going to do this whether we want it or not. Because we're His children. He's trying to conform us to the image of Jesus Christ, as we read in Romans 8:29. He wants us to be more like Jesus, as we saw. Look at 1 John 2:6. Ultimately, this is what God wants in our lives. He says, he that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked. He wants us to walk like Jesus. So He's going to develop us. Let's go to Romans 5:5, if we could, and we'll see that this love that God wants to flow through us to others, because love is something that flows, isn't it? It's not enough just to have the love. You got to give it out. And that's what God's telling us. Romans 5:5, look what it says. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Shed abroad. That's what God wants. He wants His love shed abroad. But who does it? The Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So God isn't saying that He wants us to generate this love, because we don't have the capacity to. He is love. He is the source of true love, like we saw last week. Let's look at it earlier in the chapter, 1 John 4, that God is love and that God is the source of true love. Notice verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And then verse 8 says, God is love. So love is of God. He's the source of love. God is love. And then God manifested His love through Calvary, through something that He did. He showed the world that He loved the world through the sacrifice of His Son. Jesus showed the love that He had for us through His willingness to sacrifice Himself. And now God is saying that He wants us to do the same, to love one another. But He's not saying that we have to somehow dig deep and find it, because it isn't there. But it is in the person of the Holy Ghost. So as we are yielded to Him, as we're walking in Him, then what's going to happen? The love of God is going to flow through us, because it's the fruit of the Spirit. How does that work? It's all about being yielded to the Spirit. Let's look at Romans chapter 6, if we could. Who are we yielded to? The flesh or the Spirit? It's one or the other at any given time. And so what's God wanting to do? Perfect His love in us. As we learn to yield to the Spirit of God, God can then use us as a conduit of His love to this world. Romans 6:13 says, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. As we yield, as we're told in Ephesians 5, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. As we yield to the Spirit, as we're filled with the Spirit, then God, the Holy Spirit, can love others through us and use us as His instrument, as we just read. We can be an instrument of righteousness, or we can be an instrument of unrighteousness. God wants to perfect His love in us. It's the key word of this book, is love. God is love. God is the source of love. God has shown His love through Calvary. Now God says, I want you to love others as I have loved you. And if it weren't possible, then He wouldn't have told us to do it. So we can do it. It's going to come down to whether or not we are yielded to the Holy Spirit. Now, just quickly go to 1 Corinthians 13. And God gives us just a quick summary description of how this love looks. It's a good test, if you will, of our own love. Is this what my love looks like? Verse 4. Charity suffereth long. Charity is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Charity is not puffed up. Charity doth not behave itself unseemly. Charity seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. That's quite an amazing passage of Scripture. That's what God's love looks like. And that's what it will look like when we allow God's love to flow through us to touch others, as He perfects His love in us. So, I'm guessing that we all have work to do until Jesus comes or He takes us home. And that's learning to love as God loves. Let Him perfect His love in us. And thank the Lord that He loved us so much that He was willing to give us eternal life. We didn't have to pay for it. He just gave it to us. He said, I'm not only going to give you eternal life, I'm going to give you myself. I'm going to indwell you. You're going to be now the temple of God. So I'm going to give you the capacity to love through my own presence. And now he wants to perfect that love. And he can. With his word, as we yield to him, it can become a reality that we can learn to love like God loves. Amen. Let's pray. Thank